This bitch. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the motherfucking APP pod. You feel me? Well, the AP.
Can you tone down the ethnic?
In my bad. Voice? We up in there, baby. You feel me? Young slime.
So you made it worse. Thank you.
Hey, well, guys.
It's your episode. You can do the intro.
I know what you're about to talk. Look at you. This nigga getting sassy with me already. All right, so boom. This is the shit on Xavier pod. We are here. No, but welcome back, your boy Flo, along with the one, the only, the wonderful Xavier.
Hello.
Episode 2, season 2.
I know, already.
What a time.
What a time to be alive. 2015 Drake in the future. I'm trying to go platinum.
Just good times on Earth before more things went to shit. Here to talk to you today about just a few things that's been rambling and crossing my mind.
I have no idea what's going on for this episode, just a forewarning. I am just as confused as y'all are.
They're not confused. They're here for this wonderful audio adventure we're about to go on.
Well, Ahmad is giving you ASMR realness, so...
let's just ease our way in. What's going on? What you been watching, man?
Not much. I started watching Euphoria finally. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch season one?
I watched it now.
I'm saying you didn't watch
it. Not when it was on air. I guess not when it was streaming actively. With the announcement of the new episode or the new season, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna give it a chance. I actually really like it. It drives me nuts and the characters stress me the fuck out. But
how we are speaking is how I feel about the next show I'm gonna talk about.
Oh, okay. So,
Euphoria stresses me the fuck out. I know the grasp of it. I know my guy Dom Fike is in season 2.
He is. I'm surprised you haven't watched it
because I thought about it, but I just
he has his own role. It's not like
I peep. Nothing about it fully draws me to it. From the concept I got of it. So
you just can't relate.
Sell it to me.
You don't do drugs.
I don't.
I don't fuck barely bitches. Drink.
Yeah, I don't do. I'm not fun.
You don't have sex with minors. Like,
is that like, okay?
Nodding. No. I'm nodding for people. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, everybody in it is very, very attractive.
You know who my baby is, though.
Maddie Sydney Perez.
Sweeney. Nah, that's my baby.
I could, Alexia Demi, I think is her name, or Alexa Demi is Maddie Perez's real name. You're talking about Sydney.
In her that's show, Cassie. Yep.
Yeah. She'd be pissing me off.
That's my, every clip I see of her, I'm like, oh, why did you do my baby?
I don't know. She'd be stressing me the
but
fuck
is she
out.
Not a really good actress?
Don't
say anything bad. If you have something bad to say, don't say it at all.
Then don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
No,
she's not a bad actor. I just think that
if she pisses you off that
much,
they're
limiting her role. They're limiting her to being a dumb bitch.
I get you, but.
And she wasn't like that big of a dumb bitch in season one.
Okay. That's stressful, I guess.
Are we doing spoilers? You haven't watched it. Are
I
you
haven't
planning
wa-
on
I
watching
don't plan
it?
On watching
so
it.
You
it's
don't
up
plan
to
watching?
You if you want to spoil it for...
If you are not interested in listening to spoilers, you can absolutely skip, I would say, maybe about like 5 minutes. I'm watching the timer.
But also...
We're about 3 minutes in, so when we get to 8 minutes, we should be done.
That, and I feel as if... They are listening. Most people that watch the show watch it immediately. So I feel like you're good.
She just started fucking Maddie's boyfriend.
That's the one she started dressing like Maddie, right?
Yes. Okay. Maddie's the one that's the bitch, you better be joking. Like, have you ever seen those?
I think I've seen that. Latina, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So literally has been in an abusive relationship with this fucking dickhead the whole fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
And Cassie decides that she wants to start fucking him too. Well, because they broke up, basically. But I think the most recent episode, I haven't watched it yet, is a fucking preview of Nate at Maddie's fucking house. So I was like, okay. Rue stresses me the fuck out. Zendaya stresses me the fuck out. Every time I try to root for Zendaya in that show, she does some grimy ass snake shit, but I also know that the character itself isn't a literal addict, and I know that that's what addicts do, is they push people away as much as possible, and their only really resolution is more drugs. But she be stressing me the fuck out. I love Fez. I don't like white boys that be ghetto as fuck in real life, but I do like Fez in that show. Mm-hmm. And his little brother Ashtray is a fucking thug. That nigga is raw. Kidnapped a 12-year-old grown ass man, started beating the shit out of him with a shotgun. Like, he's goated. He's goated. He's fucking goated.
Is this what makes you a goat?
Yeah.
Kidnapping grown people as a
12-year-old? Well, he shouldn't have showed up to his house because, so, Fez beats up Maddie's boyfriend in the first episode of season 2.
Cracks him, I guess.
Yeah, because he's a piece of shit. So the dad wants revenge, or wants to be like, why the fuck did that happen? The dad also had sex with the girl that Nate was texting at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So, and recorded it, not realizing that she was a minor.
Oh.
And Maddie stole that disc because Nate stole it from his dad and was watching it. And Maddie stole it from Nate, and now the dad doesn't know where it is. And tried and thought that the drug dealer had it. So he pulled up, and not realizing Ashtray is about that motherfucking life, got his ass snatched.
Sounds pretty interesting to an extent.
And I hate the dad. The dad is the worst person in the show, but Eric Dane is so fucking fine. The actor that plays him is so fucking fine.
Speaking of
anytime
actors,
he has his dick out a lot.
So I've also seen a lot about
just lots of nudity. He has his dick out a lot, but
why am I seeing this?
I hate Cal Jacobs, but I will never turn down a chance to see Eric Dane's dick. Never.
Random stumble upon that I feel strongly about, right? So there's this thing, tell me if you agree, there's certain actors and actresses that like look normal, but they only get like the hype and praise of like holy shit because they are who they are.
Do you mean in Euphoria or
in general? Just all across the board.
Yeah.
So,
are you being specific? Who are you trying this up to?
I'm not. So I'm about
to. Who are you?
Say names.
Being shady to.
So now this goes to Fez.
Please don't send me a cease and desist. Angus Cloud.
So yes, not an ugly person at all, but the way like he got hyped up this because he was in the first season. No,
yes. Mm-hmm.
There was no hype like that. People watch the show.
I think watching him beat the shit out of somebody they hate just made him sexy.
Yeah. Hit me, daddy. Is that what happened? Yeah.
I think just watching him beat the shit out of Nate just made him fine.
Seeing that is like, every time I see it, I'm like, damn, I would be such a fine ass like
actor.
Because like, I'm an average looking nigga. But like, I feel like if I was like on a show or something, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm on.
I feel like you could be a really good actor.
I think I could too, but I'm too pussy to like take that jump and leap. Because that's something I really wanted to do when I was younger.
Acting?
Yeah. I just always found it fascinating. You get to be someone else and like play a role. I don't know. It's just cool.
The only person I want to be is me.
But you don't even know who you are. Shut up.
Bitch, fuck you.
But I also, after the phase of wanting to get into that lifestyle, I realized I never really want to be like famous or like super big, because I would really hate not being able to like do normal shit. Like,
okay,
I feel like that lifestyle is super stressful, and so that kind of turned me off from like wanting to actually pursue something
along. Not being able to get coffee without a nigga in your fucking window trying to take a picture.
Niggas fuck out my face. And I wouldn't want to be like a shitty person, like, but I slowly realized why like famous people can be dicks. Like, bro, they're just trying to live their life and you're not entitled to like a meet and greet on spot. Like, fuck out my face.
Sounds like you're defending the rich right now.
I'm defending, this is a very
socialist podcast.
I'm defending,
you like capitalism? People
that, nope, I don't care how people. Much money you make.
Didn't you say last episode you hate people?
I hate all people. But now imagine, despite income, you just being you and you went to Walgreens just now.
Mm-hmm.
And someone walks in, they start just recording you, but like secretly, you get uncomfortable or mad.
I would be there's a video on Twitter on me scratching my ass and lying like, fuck.
No, but you notice them recording you.
I'd be like,
what's your next step?
Well, I would have security. If I can afford security, I'm gonna have security.
But it's still annoying.
Beat that nigga ass security.
You can't just go around telling niggas to get their ass beat.
It's you can't if they're recording you illegally.
It's not illegal.
Without consent. That's fine. And my security guard can stand in front of me. I feel like they have plenty of resources to avoid shit like that, and they're rich. Majority of the motherfuckers got assistance. Send that nigga to Walgreens for you.
I get you, but like,
send, what if
you
send want me to Starbucks, baby. Feel? Send me to Starbucks, Maggie Rowe.
What if you miss the feel of like being in a long ass Starbucks line?
I don't. I would never.
You say that now, but like
If I could Uber Eats everything, everything.
You lazy sack of shit.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a sheep's queef. I don't care.
Well, I say all that to say, an average ugly looking nigga like me would get all the hype in the universe if I was in a show or a movie. I just know it.
It depends on the show.
And I wouldn't even want that. Unless you're it's just like, just
unless you're in me Nate as role. The mid. If you're in like a role like Nate, where you're the bad guy. They'd be like, fuck you, is
that,
piece of shit.
You think that has a lot to do with, like, how people... Because I've seen, like, villains and bad
I've
guys...
I've seen a lot of people shit on Jacob. I can't pronounce his last name. He's very... it's got, like, a Lordy. I've seen a lot of people tweet Jacob a Lordy and be like, fuck you. Like, and yeah, I'm like, dude, but that's not... He, like, I've seen him in interviews. I was like, he's super nice. Guy. And he's fucking Australian. He don't even sound like that in real life.
That shit also does scare... Like... People that do their roles so well that, like, you hate them because they, like, played such a dick.
Yeah, he snaps. Because, and Eric Dane, too. Eric Dane, I want to fucking beat the shit out of him. But he's, like, because of his role as Cal Jacobs, but he's so good at being an actor that, like, I respect it. Does that make sense? Like, I respect how big of a piece of shit you're making this character look because you are just that good of an actor.
I feel that. But on the flip side of that, I've seen people like, wow, it's really a piece of shit, but like, he can be my piece of shit. Like, I'm like, yo, like,
what's I've seen that too, because people would be like,
I don't know.
People be like, Nate, choke me. I'm like, okay.
I don't know, just, if a nigga's mid, don't hype him up because he's on a show. That's all, you know, I just had to get that off my mind.
I don't understand why you're shitting on Angus Cloud.
I'm mad that it's like, him
you're just jealous. If you're jealous, say that.
No, because like I said, I wouldn't want to be like hyped up. It's just respect me for the mid that I am.
Okay.
And like he's a solid 8.
I love you, Fez. I love you.
I love you too,
Angus
Bobby.
Cloud.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
That's all my dude. He looks like
he'd
a cool
be funny
dude.
As hell on Twitter too.
Yeah, nigga, look cool. Great guy. This is no disrespect. He was the most recent person to get hyped up that I had to like. Yo, what's good? Why are we doing this?
You said that shit, and I wanted to be like. Bitch, you better be joking.
maybe I will watch a show at some point after it, like, dies down and isn't talked about as soon as it comes out. But,
we can watch it after this, after we're recording, and I can just fast forward to all the dick
No, I'll pass. have you ever watched Ozark?
I have not. I don't even know what that's about.
So...
Noah's Ark?
So, a beloved show by the masses, and I don't understand why.
Do they have
and
to
I'm
get
just
both
going to
animals on the boat?
Ozark. I'm just going to give you like a brief rundown of what pisses me off because I have to get it off my chest.
Okay.
The show's about money laundering. It's a family. Husband starts doing it. Fast forward, whole family gets brought into it because it's gotten so big. It was like he can no longer hide it from his family. So they all know.
It's just money laundering. It's not drugs.
All of it. It expands. So okay, it starts euphoria. Money laundering. There's drugs, like selling drugs. There's like just a bunch of shit happening. While all this is going on, bunch of characters in and out, semi well-written show. But there's not one character in the show that... is likable.
There's
and
a lot
I started
of like
to
that.
Think, can you name some for me? Because like, I couldn't think of... I you just said Fez is cool.
To me.
I feel like a lot like, of people like Fez. I feel like a lot of people like...
But he's not a good person.
I mean like, not likable.
Oh.
Like,
really
piss
the
you
I
off.
Mean, honestly, the only two people I like in Euphoria are Lexi and Fez. Lexi
there's
is the
people.
Nerd girl.
When
that's
I tell
it.
You there's
There's
got to
be somebody. I don't really
no,
care.
No.
Like, no, there's somebody.
Now, I'm going to make you watch the show.
I'm not going to watch it.
But it just makes it such a harder watch. So part of that is there's this older woman. She's like plants drugs and shit. And she gets into a relationship with a 16, 17, 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Woman's like 18. The most uncomfortable shit to watch is like... them like having sex or like making out, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? But that little kid's sister or cousin, her name's Ruth, fucking like roach rat of a human. The most annoying
thing. Not roach rat.
She's everywhere and she's just like, she's just her, but her is such a shitty person. Like, she doesn't care. So it's such a like business where you can't say much, you can't do much, but she's like full on, I don't care what happens, I'm gonna say and do what I want. And like somebody could see me about it. And she weighs like 10 pounds.
She I like needs, her. She sounds likable. See, I don't see what the issue is.
Cause
I'm
she's
bitch, what? I'm what?
I don't, whatever I said is true. Play it
so
back.
So say it again.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But everyone in the show isn't likable and it really upsets me thoroughly. And the only reason I'm still watching it is because I've gotten so far. And now I just sit and watch it in anger.
Now I'm just
pissed
off. And try
to find a reason that, like, oh, this is why. Like, everyone in there.
That's kind of how I felt about Titans.
I don't know.
Teen Titans, the remake, like, the adult, like, gritty version of Teen Titans.
Didn't watch it.
I didn't really like any character. I hated Robin. I hated both of them. Because it was Red Hood and Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them can go to hell. Beast Boy, lame as fuck, pussy. Only Starfire, I like her, but she'd be doing dumb shit too because, I don't know why. She'd just be like making like these rash ass decisions without everybody. She'd just be kind of like,
So
she's not the Starfire that was in the show or in the comics.
Sounds pretty Ruthy, but you liked Ruth a second ago. Continue though. I digress.
Ruth also is not a fucking flying space monster that can fucking she
might
use
as
fire
well
power.
Be. She just she uses guns instead of lasers, and she flies in her car.
What now? She flies in her car.
Yeah, what now?
I don't know. Titans kind of did that to me, too, and Matt loved that shit, and I was always have to watch it with him. But I was like, dude, none of these people are, like, I hate everybody in this fucking show. There was also,
I've watched too many things. Like, I've had too much time on my
hands. I've really only watched, like, 5 things, and it was the other two. Which was my favorite.
Never heard of it. What's that on?
HBO Max. Everything I've been watching is on HBO Max. Okay, well. The other two, if you're listening, is really fucking funny. It's about pretty much like a Justin Bieber type of kid that like blows up. He gets famous.
Okay.
The show is about the other two siblings.
Gotcha.
So, this gay dude and then this piece of shit lazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like they're both their older siblings, but they're not famous. So it's about them like either riding the coattail of the famous little brother or like trying to like stay as far away from it as possible. Because they try both of those methods at one point. Like one time they're like working for him, like they're his manager and like they're like his PR. And other times they're like, no, I don't know who that is. Like da 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 da. It's really fucking funny. And Wanda Sykes is, like, the PR director. And then, like, the mom is the girl that used to be on SNL for a long time. I don't know. I like the show. The sister is my favorite. She cracks me the fuck up.
This is a newer show?
It was on TV, and I think it got canceled, and HBO picked it back
up. Gotcha.
And it got renewed for a second season last year. I'm not sure if it is going... They left it on a cliffhanger, so they could definitely be in progress of a third season. And then, what else am I watching? Abbott Elementary. Really fucking funny.
I feel like I've heard of that one, but...
You know,
like
you know Quinta Brunson, right?
Nope.
Oh my fucking god.
I don't know people. I don't be giving a fuck about people enough. How do you feel about Rihanna and ASAP having a child? It's like, it pissed me off seeing every person in the universe. But also, not that I'm a Rihanna hater, I just...
It should have been me!
I saw a lot of that.
Should have been me.
What are you talking about with
ASAP? It's not fair. No, fuck him.
Like, I don't know. People just give it to
me. You wouldn't want Rihanna's baby?
No, I can kill us. There's a lot of people on that
it
list.
It should have been me. Yeah.
That's how you felt about that. You're not like, ooh, excited. I can't wait. They're going to have the prettiest baby in the world.
All no, it should have been me. So.
Nah, I'd be like,
bitch. Bitch, fuck you.
Nah, but I guess congrats. I don't know, two people I don't care too much
I don't really
about.
Give a shit about ASAP, but love Rihanna, love everything she does. Happy for you, or sorry that happened, whichever one. Whichever one.
That's what you just said. You're a piece of shit.
Whichever one falls into place first.
Well, I'm just gonna completely make a left turn here, right?
This is your episode.
So, you ever sit back and think about, like, when people started to, like, develop things and, like, make food and shit?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, audio adventure. When people had to, like, find out what was edible and what wasn't. Don't, like, I wish I could time travel.
You mean, like, who picked up a portobello mushroom and was like, this is good. Yes, like,
this one's good, but that one might fuck you up. Yeah. Like, I want to time travel and just witness, like, the people that was testing all the, like, shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, would that not be hilarious to witness? I feel like someone should make something from that.
What?
My brain is different, bro. That's why. Like, no, because, like, people realize you can't eat chicken raw, but they're like, fuck it, I'll eat this fish straight out the ocean. Like, someone realized that. Someone went through that chicken phase.
Someone got that salmonella for the first time and was like, this is not
Yeah, good. Like, people had to go through, like, oh my god. Also, it just popped in my head.
Oh my god.
Did you know that broccoli is man-made?
Broccoli is not man-made. Broccolini is
man-made. No. Broccoli, carrots, fuck. There's a long list of vegetables that my whole life...
Am I on the fucking Joe Rogan podcast right now? Like,
this
sounds like some conspiracy shit.
It's not gonna... Google, nigga.
Google, not... yeah. Google is absolutely 100% accurate every time.
Oh, I didn't say, like, the quality, respectable sources.
I was told broccolini is... man-made because it's a hybrid. It's cross. What's it called? I'm sorry.
Bread.
No. Yeah.
Listen.
What the fuck is that word? I was gonna say cross-contaminated, but that's not it.
Like cross there.
It's whatever. It's a hybrid of broccoli and another vegetable or something like that.
Well, if you ever have a second
to talk about our Lord and Savior. Noobles. Talk about our Lord and Savior, man-made broccoli.
Fucking, yes, like, someone whipped that up in the lab. That shit blows my mind. I wonder how many people
are going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck are they talking about, and click it off.
And no, they're going to be like, holy shit, I'm interested, tell me more. And there might be on the Googles while we're talking. So, while you're on that list, you might see carrots. And it's a lot of vegetables that I enjoy. And now I'm upset when I found this out in my 24th year of life. And I'm like... who the fuck just decided to whip up broccoli? like it was made for health
I'm letting
purposes.
You know. I'm letting everybody in the recording know. I have not smoked at all. And he don't smoke at all. I don't know how this conversation came to be, but I am 100% sober.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. I said sober. I didn't say enjoying it.
I can see it in your mannerisms. No, but, like, it was for health. Hey, we need these vitamins. Let's throw it in this. And then broccoli, like, popped up in, like, the machine. And then they just, like, started throwing it out to the people. That is my version of what happened. But it is.
What, the broccoli machine that was founded in the 1800s?
Precisely.
Okay. 1882.
Bitch. Let me not spread false info. That please don't date is false.
Please don't have somebody, a musician, fucking talking about they're going to pull all of their fucking music off of Apple because of this podcast.
Listen, just know that it's all fake.
Spinach is fake?
Nah, I think
potatoes are fake.
Tomatoes are. I don't want to pull up this.
I don't like tomatoes, so those can be fake. I don't really care.
You eat pizza?
You can like pizza and ketchup and not like tomatoes.
No, I get you. I'm just asking. Tomatoes are important to you. To where you have to know when you do intake it at any time, it's not a real thing.
It's imaginary.
Yeah, your pizza sauce tilapia, is imaginary.
Tilapia is not a
yeah,
real
I
fish.
Know. That's
it's man-made.
No, so like, there's
tilapia,
a lot of
shit. You can't find that shit in the ocean.
No, it's just a farm. Niggas fish. Fucking whipped it up in a lab and start fucking.
You gonna they, people gonna click on this shit and it's gonna be like a little triangle warning. Be like, this podcast may contain inappropriate or inconsiderate or
factual.
No,
shit. We're speaking facts. I don't like know about people all like that. Ooh, I only eat tilapia. It's like,
I hate when people say that, because I'm like, you're nasty.
If that's your fish of choice,
you're going to hell.
And
first class.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know. One, I want to time travel back to when niggas was like, oh shit, poison ivy is poison ivy. And then, like,
it's not just ivy this time, it's poison ivy.
And then, ooh, this tea is really drinkable and amazing. Like, I just want to see the niggas that had
this. Like, you also want to see the motherfuckers back that first discovered opioids and got addicted to them, huh?
Not really.
Okay.
I want to go back and wish they were never made.
Opioids?
Yeah, well, all that shit.
World peace.
Exactly. That's... You know what I mean? But, let's make a right turn this time, okay. Right?
So, I don't know this road that you got me on, but I'm about to crash.
Listen, audio adventure. So, I see your phone case. You are a proud Libra. How much do you believe in the astrologies and the world of the stars?
I'm probably at like 60.
60%. So, someone you meet is like, one of the first things they ask is, what are you? And then they tell you, we won't get along. Or, ooh, we're going to be besties.
I could give...
Do they like piss you off a little bit? Or you're like, no. It is what it is?
Yeah, I really don't care.
What about the people that, like, live and die by, like...
Like your friends?
Who the fuck are my friends?
I mean, my old roommate used to do that shit all the time.
Like, wake up, check
Like, I didn't shit. Know that there were other... I didn't know that there was anything more than a sun sign
for a while.
Until I moved in with Mont. Because he was like, what's your moon? And I was like, what is a moon? And he did my chart for me, and I was like, I don't know what any of these are.
Have you ever, like, looked into that deeper?
Yeah.
And you feel like they're semi-accurate?
I don't think I'm a Cancer moon. I don't get that at all. I don't think I'm sensitive like that to be a Cancer moon. Bitch, I'm...
Hold on. Let's take a moment to soak that in. I get why you would say that, but you are deep down.
Okay.
Do you not agree with my statement?
I don't.
Well, I was asking all this because... Can you stop doing stupid shit? Are you high?
No.
Is this thing on?
Unfortunately.
I feel like I'm happy people like kind of got into astrology for the most part. I feel like it's become almost a religion.
Are you talking about like back to the like the first person that said, this is a Libra? Or are you?
No, I didn't even think about that. Don't get my brain working. No, I feel like it's almost become a religion. And it's kind of like... Think about it, hear me out.
The face I'm making is my stop pause.
No, like, you know how, like, religions are, hey, I believe in this and that, and I don't celebrate this.
Where do you go when you die if you're a Libra?
I feel like they're working on it. Like, they're about to drop that.
Libras go to heaven.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's coming. But I just feel like it's one of those, like, almost, you say you don't believe in astrology, like, you get shunned. It's really,
I've never seen anybody that actually gave a shit when someone said they don't care about astrology.
You're lying. Go on Twitter and just tweet, y'all dumb as fuck that think these stars control my life, and watch the uproar that happens. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's become so, just prevalent to everything, and it's like, bro... If I don't think this star makes me feel this way and, like, me being born this place at this time is the reason that I am the way I am, then, like, fuck off.
I don't like the risings because I don't think everybody born in the same fucking place acts the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Gemini rising because of where I was born and the time I was born. So everybody in that area is,
at that time
is a like one but that's minute everything. Later is a fucking Gemini rising too.
But that's all the signs. Except sun.
Yeah, I was gonna say no, moon is different.
Nah. You gotta put in your time and birthplace. But that's also why I'm like,
or is moon time and rising is
whatever the fuck location. It is. You're not going, like you said, you're not going to tell me I was born here, so I come
I
off
act
as this.
Like this,
yeah.
Because I'm from fucking, because I was born in Clearwater or some stupid shit.
Like,
no.
I don't know. Everything about it, it's one of those things I was fascinated by early, and then the more I started to, like, kind of dig deeper into it, like, pissed me off a little bit, like, to where I was like, let me back up. Because once I get into something, moon sign, I'm a Scorpio.
That's very on brand. What's your rising?
I am a Cancer.
Yeah, I can see that.
And here's the thing, I don't disagree with either. But it's, for example, like,
the Scorpio thing is very fucking on brand.
I hate it. And I because now I know why I hate myself, yes.
Because you are very fucking petty behind the scenes. You are.
You might want to read. I'm not. No.
You are very. I feel like you hold on to grudges.
I don't. Like, that's the thing. I let things go.
No.
I do. No. I would go into detail of a lot of cases to prove you wrong, but I don't want to throw out names and stories here. I have cooled down. I have. I don't know. I just feel like it's more. A lot more to the way people are than just stars. More of like, I was raised this way too and all that bullshit, but that's just me. I don't know nothing about nothing. Super curious.
Are aliens real?
Obviously. Right?
Yes and no. I don't think aliens are on the next planet, but I don't think we're the only conscious beings out in this entire fucking
What do you mean galaxy. By the next planet?
Like I don't think they're in the next solar, like they're in the solar system.
So you think Earth's the only one out of like the seven?
I feel like we've done enough exploring and we've been, I feel like they would have came to us.
Or, I feel like they're here. I could
see that shit too. I do not think that we are the only conscious beings in this entire fucking
universe. Do you believe like universe? Any videos of like a UFO sighting or like.
Not the weird shit? Ones, because I don't know. Sometimes like, I feel like the government is really good at hiding shit like that.
Like so you believe in like Area 51?
I don't know. Because, again, the government is really good at hiding shit like
I that. Feel like...
One thing about the government, they gonna hide.
I agree with you, and I feel like there's been more...
Why are we getting conspiracy theories on the Ahmad episode?
Yeah, because that's how my brain used to work. And then I had to get out of that because I thought they were looking for me. I feel like there's been more encounters of...
Ahmad... Malik Flores,
you
open
know
up.
Too much. Yeah. No, literally, that and Illuminati. But
bitch, we're not going to do no. We're not doing 15. The Illuminati. This is not going to be one of those fucking shows.
What was I about to say? No, I feel like there's been more like alien Earth encounters that like have happened that they have covered up and done a really good job with. But I guess. We won't know.
Anything. Jesus was black.
No, I fucking lied.
Bitch.
There's been some, like, shit that, like, has popped up, and there's facts behind it, and people weren't talking about it. And this happened, like, a little... It pissed me off, because I was like, holy shit, we finally outed the government. Like, we know everything we need to know. They've been hiding.
You know the government has no intention, or has no problem with killing all of us, right?
They can't.
I feel like they can.
The Earth's set up. Capitalism... needs sheep.
Okay, we're not doing this. See, this is not the exactly. Joe Rogan podcast. We're not doing this.
Why are you hating on my brain?
Bro, we're not doing
it. Can't kill us all, though. You do know that. Why is there enough nukes to blow up the world like 10 times over?
Power.
But why?
It's a power stance. It's a.
Not even that. I mean,
the ability to do this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, once you are
able. I have also smoked, by the way, so.
He has. But, like, why... Once I could do it at least one time, why am I making more? It's stupid. I hate. And this is why I'd be completely fine dying, because, like, niggas are just stupid. I hate everyone on this planet. Except you guys. I guess let me not get deep and, like...
Conspiracy. We're not doing deep on the second episode, I'm sorry.
Why not? Let my brain flow, nigga.
These people are just trying to drive to work in the morning... People are just working out.
My apologies.
People
are chilling.
We don't need to send people into a spiral.
My apologies.
But we can talk about the... No, we can't. I'm not doing that.
Well, before we go, let me just ask you a random thing that's been occurring in your life recently that's just been pissing you off.
Me?
Yeah. Why do you think if you don't have something?
The universe is out to get me. I'm convinced.
So you can say this, but they want to just look like I'm cool with it, but you cut off my brain. Continue.
What do you mean?
What exactly? Why do you feel that way?
I just feel like there is a lot of shit that happens to me every time I get the ability to have a break.
Do you believe in karma? I feel like if you did, you should know you have really shitty karma. But that's
why,
because you're a shitty human.
I don't. Like,
you
do
are
anything.
Really selfish.
I don't do anything
for others, so therefore.
Yes, I do. I literally just print out pictures to give them to him and frame them.
Yeah, that's your significant other. That's one for it. Like, you're not like a random stranger. I'm gonna like
do what the fuck do random strangers do for me?
And this is
ain't
why.
Nobody ever fucking gotten me in this fucking drive thru and was like, I'm gonna pay for the guy's drink behind me.
You've never had that?
No.
You've never had it paid for?
No.
Wonder why. Can we get one example of the stackage that's going on against you?
Well, September, my dog died.
Okay.
Decided I wanted to go to school, signed up for classes. October, my dog died.
Okay.
December, someone hit my car.
Okay.
Right before I was supposed to go to Chicago, someone in my area got COVID.
Okay.
So I was very scared that I wasn't going to be able to take my $900 trip.
Okay.
I got a shitty position at work literally 2 weeks ago because someone is very stupid and I am not. So now I have to fix their work while they go on maternity leave. And all I have to say is fuck her and that baby. I just feel like I just get the shit out of the stick, and that's maybe why.
I don't know, so...
Maybe my shitty little whatever you said, maybe that's because I'm always getting the shit out of the stick.
I get you.
Not. I just got banned on PlayStation for 60 days.
There's reason.
No, there's
for
not.
That. Yes, you can't just go around calling people out of their names or their gamer tags. I don't know. I look at shit like that, and not to be like that super happy, positive guy, but like when shit like that happens or like shit starts building up per se, it's like take a step back. Like, holy shit, shit could be worse.
Shit could be absolutely worse.
A lot
than your
worse.
Dog dying.
Like your mother dying, knocking on something. Like just a lot of your car getting semi hit to like it being total. Like a lot of worse shit could happen. Or you couldn't
for
even
things
have
like that specifically,
no,
like
hold
for
on.
Grief.
You couldn't even have like
you can't really say somebody.
Well,
you can't
not
really
that
say grief. You can't really be like, oh, this died. Oh, I'm sorry. At least it wasn't this.
No,
well,
I,
it still fucking sucks.
Not that necessarily. I get you. Cool. I mean, more of like life shit happens. Your car getting hit. At least you have a car to get hit.
I guess. But like sometimes I feel like I don't.
You ended up being your. Mad that you almost didn't go on a trip that you did go on and had a really good time about, and you're still thinking about it not happening. Negative mindset, but we're not here for that. Anyways, I'm really tired of niggas not using blinkers. Like, I wish I could shoot tires out legally. I really do. They should pass that law. I would go
if I don't use my blinker, you just shoot. You
have yes.
The right to shoot the tires?
Yes. And if I accidentally hit you, one less shitty human on the planet. And on that note, thank you for coming to episode 2 of the APP. This was Flo's Brain.
That's what these episodes are going to be called.
Flo's Brain.
Yeah.
Ep 2. But yeah, hope you guys had a wonderful listen. You guys have a wonderful day or night. And can't wait to see you guys in episode 3.
I don't know, you be pissing me off with this weird ass shit.
Yeah. Okay, well, Ep 3 is some boring ass shit.
Not boring.
Say bye, man.
Sorry, structure is boring.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever.
Fucking.
Thank you guys for
tuning
in.
We're sticking it to the man.
Bitch, fuck you. Thank you guys for tuning in as usual. If you'd like to keep up with either of us, once again, you can search us up on Instagram at AntiZavy and...
OMG, it's AFlow.
And I will, as usual, leave links and names in the bio. And we would also always appreciate if you are a new listener and have the time to leave a review, preferably in the 5-star category. Helps us gain attention and traction throughout the west of the interwebs.
And if you enjoyed it and you know a friend that listens to a podcast, recommend 2 bums. We'd appreciate it.
I don't know what 2 is he talking about.